The Last Night of the World from Miss Saigon. We play that because this next piece is about the Philippines' greatest export, Adelaide.
Yeah, Leah Salonga, of course, with David Campbell. Last month at AIM, that big expo for the travel trade industry, Veronica Matheson spoke to Nurjamin De Los Reyes, the tourism attaché for the Philippines in Sydney. She says it's time Australians realise that the 7,000-plus islands of the Philippines are a great holiday destination. She told Veronica about her country's top attractions.
A lot of people will think of the Philippines is just Manila, but there's so much more to the Philippines,
yes,
isn't there?
Of course, yes. We are a country of 7,100 plus islands.
Woo!
Yes, and for 2016, I would like to brag about our award. So we were voted, three islands voted as best island in the world by the Condé Nast Travel Readers for 2016.
That's
so
terrific.
Number one is Boracay, and number two is Palawan. Number three is an island in Spain. Number four is the Great Barrier Reef, and number five is Cebu, still in the Philippines. So if you have a bucket list to visit the best 10 islands in the world, once you visit the Philippines, you can take off three.
Tell me about the top island.
Yes, so Boracay has won several awards in the past, the island that doesn't sleep. So you have all your activities. We even have a school where you can be a mermaid for a day.
How do you become a mermaid for a day?
Well, you would have to train first. It's a hard job to do. So you have put on a suit and then they will train you to swim like a mermaid, and you can have your photo taken. So it's something really every little girl or every little boy would want to do once in their lifetime, right?
I bet a lot of adults want to do it too.
Yes.
And how far is it from Manila?
It's a very short flight. Yeah. And, Boracay is connected to Cebu, which afterwards you can also visit Cebu. And Palawan Island is the second best island in the world. It's made up of almost more than 2,000 islands. And becoming really popular now is El Nido and Coron. So, those are the second best island in the world. Mm-hmm. And the fifth one would be Cebu. Cebu is one of the oldest cities in the Philippines. It's where the first Spanish colonizers arrived more than 300 years ago. And yes, it's very rich in culture, and you find the best beaches. You can do your diving. Actually, there's a place there where you can swim with a whale shark.
Right. And what is tourism like from Australia at the moment?
Well, from the Philippines' perspective, Australia is the fifth largest market. Yes. So we see the Australians are as the trailblazers of tourism. Wherever the Australians go, others follow. So this is a very important market for us.
Why do you think it is picking up so much?
The time has come for us to be discovered and to be the next new thing for the Aussies.
Right. And there's a lot of Spanish influence there still,
yes,
isn't there?
Yes, we were colonized by the Spaniards for more than 300 years. And then afterwards, the Americans came. And then here we are, a combination of several cultures.
So there should be some pretty interesting foods.
Yes, definitely. Our cuisine is like a mixture of different cultures. Chinese, Spanish. And you would be amazed at how many Japanese restaurants and Korean restaurants we have in the Philippines. But the Philippines is made up of several regions. So one cuisine, the most famous Filipino cuisine is adobo. Adobo is like a pork stew. And if you go from one region to another, there's actually a different way of making the adobo. So it's just like, it's a very interesting way if you want to discover how we vary in our preference for how we cook adobo. Well, find out for yourself.
Because everywhere you go, it'll taste a little bit different.
Yes, yes.
Do Australians go there for the sun and the sand and the water experiences, or do they want to go for the cities as well?
For the cities as well, it's actually a mix of interest. And the top market, the top favorite destination attention of Australians would be first, of course, Manila, because it's the gateway, followed by Cebu, and then, Boracay and Cebu are next, followed by Palawan.
So in Manila, shopping, I gather, is great.
Yes. Among the 10 top largest shopping malls in the world, I believe 5 are all in the Philippines. So we have, I think, 1 in Cebu and the other 4 are in Manila. You'll be surprised how vast this shopping malls can be.
So what would you go to shop for in the Philippines?
Well, we have a wide... It would really depend on what type you want to shop for. But we have this very, very popular shopping mall called Green Hills. That's where you can get your pearls. Just like what I'm wearing right now.
They're beautiful. I was admiring them before,
so
yes.
So they're very, very affordable.
So where did the pearls come from? They are from the Philippines.
Yeah, they're all from the Philippines.
Right.
Since we are an archipelago, so we have several sites where we can extract
grow, yeah. If I've bought pearls, what else do I buy?
Well, all the branded clothes basically can be found in the Philippines, and very good bargains from affordable clothes to the high-end branded bags and shoes can be found in the Philippines.
So compared to Australia, food, everything there, on a par is it or cheaper?
Well, it's definitely cheaper. I'll give you an example. A bottle of beer would cost you $1.
An Australian dollar.
For a bottle of beer.
Right.
Yeah, and if you buy a bottle of beer in a hotel, $2 perhaps. Mm-hmm.
And is that a local beer?
That's a local beer.
And
yes.
Does everybody recommend it?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I brought around 50 travel agents to Manila, Cebu, Boracay, Palawan, and they were just all amazed by the quality of beer that we have. It's San Miguel beer. It won several awards already.
What's the beer called?
San Miguel beer.
San Miguel. Yes, I have actually heard of it, yes. I didn't realize it was from the Philippines.
Yes, it is from the Philippines.
How difficult is it to get to the Philippines these days?
Well, we have direct flights to Manila via Philippine Airlines from Melbourne.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So how long is the flight?
It's 8 hours from
Sydney. Well,
that's
not bad, is it? It's the same as going to Singapore KL.
Yeah.
So why not?
Why not? It's the next big thing.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.